study yisod in the Rambam that the din on Rosh Hashanah, or the din of pshat in the Gemara of gimel svarim nechtovim, that if you have rov schuyas, your nechtam l'chayim, and rov avonis, that your nechtam l'misa, does not mean whether you're going to actually live or die. So we prove that from the Rambam himself. Because the Rambam brings a rai, he says the same thing is true by Medina, and he brings the rai from Sodom. And by Sodom, Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu says if there's 10 tzaddikim, you're going to live. So how can you tell me the Rambam, how could the Rambam prove from Sodom that if you have rov mitzvahs, a rov avonis, you're going to die right away? If there's 10 tzaddikim, the Rebbe says they're not going to die. How could the Rambam prove? He said a very, very yesodistic gevurah that the din on Rosh Hashanah is not about whether we're going to practically live or die. The din on Rosh Hashanah is whether we merit life or we don't. The whole tachlis of creation is that we merit, that we have to merit life. That's the whole purpose of creation. Hashem created the world, and on the day He created us, He created an opportunity for us to earn life. He gave a mitzvah. He gave us a mitzvah, and with that mitzvah, we have the right to earn existence. Without this, you can't earn existence. On Rosh Hashanah, we are judged whether we earned our existence. But it's likely to be that it makes no difference whether you go to shul or you don't go to shul, whether you daven or you don't daven. You pay membership in the shul, you don't pay membership in the shul, that you're going to probably, same statistics, you're probably going to live. So that's really what the Rishonim are saying. That's the Ravitz Kasha and the Rambam. Rishonim are alive. This is Kasha. It's a fact. Don't give me the story that they're dying. And Taisha says the same thing in Rosh Hashanah. Don't give me the story that the people die right away. They're alive. So Taisha has to answer that it's a din and olam haba. That's what he talks about Rosh Hashanah. But the Rishonim are telling us a fact. Dead Rishonim don't die, and necessarily tzaddikim live. It's just not true. So, and the Rambam himself says this, and the Ravid says, that's what the Rambam says, because the Gemara says, Nechtamim la'altir l'chayim, Nechtamim la'altir l'misa. And it's not true. So I'm saying the Rambam proves that from Sodom. One of his proofs is Sodom. And Sodom, Avraham Avinu, 10 tzaddikim, they would have lived. So you see that if rov are rishoyim, they don't die. That was our kasha. So he said, pshat in the Rambam is that we're not talking about whether practically you're going to live or die, whether you're going to earn the right to live. Or you earned, or you forfeited your right to live. And life is all about earning. The whole tachlis of the Bri is we should earn our right to live. That's our tachlis. Not we should live, we should earn our right to live. Hashem didn't create that we should live, but we should earn. To put it on a deeper level, living without earning is not living. That's the real depth of that. That's just a guy who's on drugs. He thinks he's guy's on drink. He's drunk. It's not life. He's not in touch with it. He's out of it. A person who hasn't earned the right to live is not alive. That's the truth. Rishon b'chayim nikra mesa. Therefore, what about Sodom? That was right. So Sodom, the Rambam says, is going to die. They weren't going to die. They would have forfeited their right to live. But if there's 10 tzaddikim, they wouldn't have forfeited their right to live. Wrong. Why is it wrong? The Kodesh Baruch Hu never said that they're going to live. He said, Loi Ashchus, Loi Esa, I'm not going to kill them. Not killing somebody, meaning he earned his right to live, is not the synonymous. He wouldn't have killed them. But if for Shnetzuch, they do not have a din of their Chai of Misa. They deserve to die. Just 10 tzaddikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't, a person just like today, a person can be sentenced to death, he can be on death row for 10 years. Even for 20 years, he can be on death row. He doesn't going to necessarily die if they would have been sentenced, but they forfeited their right to live. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's the whole din of Rosh Hashanah. The next thing the Rambam says, that a Beinuni, Naser Simei Tshuva, is Tolui. And the Rambam sheet is, Im Osa Tshuva, he lives. And if he doesn't do tshuva, so I can't, what if he does tshuva? And a Russia tshuva doesn't help? What do you mean on Beinuni? A Beinuni without tshuva dies. He's nechtam on Yom Kippur Lamisa. But only a Beinuni can do tshuva. The same starts off. he's nechtam misa, he's nechtam l'chaim, and the Beinoni is not nechtam doing tshuva. That helps the Russia too. Wrong. A Russia that does tshuva is still nechtam l'misa. The tshuva helps that his din will not be carried out. It will be doiches din, just like by Nineveh. For 20 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu postponed the din, but their sentence of death did not go off. Even with their tshuva, the sentence of death did not go off. 20 years later, they were killed. It was not nechtam, or nechtam l'misa. A Beinoni, if he does tshuva, has a nechtam l'chaim, he's earned to live. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Yeah, he got 6 months, yeah.
According to the Rosh Hashanah,
what?
He says he's not going to live his life. So what's not going to be postponed this time that he's not going to live?
Yeah, then he has a chance. I mean, that's for this year. Yes, if he does changes for this year, next year he could take earn it.
So every person at the same time, every year he has to earn it.
That's right.
The Russia, we postponed it for 20 years.
No,
okay,
no, 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 hold on, hold on. What do you mean? I don't know what you're saying. It's Tzaddik earned this year. I mean, this year, his life, he's living what's his.
And for Russia, we postponed it for 20 years.
But
this year, we will.
No, but he's not. He's living a gift in this year. He's living Namadik Sufa Russia this year. This year, he's dead. Even though he's alive, he's dead. It's a huge Nafkamina for him.
Do you feel that?
Of course he feels it. There's no sense of purpose. Like a guy who's drugged. Or a guy who's drunk, at some level of consciousness, he knows he's just not thinking about what's real.
And Russia didn't do true still alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Russia didn't do true, they're the same level? Then it depends. It's more up to HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't have to postpone it. He's made to. His tshuva means that he'll have a right to postpone it. It'll be postponed. The din will be postponed. The din is postponed. You know, like in a court, you have 6 months, you have a right to appeal. You have a right to appeal. He's given a right to a year to appeal it, but that's still not a sense of life. What?
Because
a Beinoni hasn't been sentenced, hasn't forfeited his right to live. Russia forfeited his right to live. He forfeited. Well, no, that it changes the cheshbon. Because it changes the cheshbon before the din. So therefore, it's nechtam. After the din, it doesn't change the cheshbon. He's already sentenced. There's no tshuva after the din. There's no tshuva after the din. All there is we don't carry out the din. But there's no tshuva. Your din doesn't go off. We just don't carry it out. Your din doesn't go off. He was nechtam l'misa, he forfeited his right to live. Forfeiting your right to live means that I'm going to kill you. That you can delay. The problem here is the next line of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kishem sheshoik va'avonus odav zchiyosu b'shas misoso kach b'chol shana b'shana." What does this mean? What does b'shas misa mean? Based on what we're saying, what does Bishas Misa mean? He's dying anyway. What's the difference now? We're saying he has a right, right? Kishem, we're saying that the din over here is not the din over here is not a halacha whether you're going to live or you're going to die. The din here is whether you have a right to live or your right to die. So what does it mean, b'shas misa, you do that? What does it mean, b'shas misa? What does it mean, b'shas misa mean? Acha misa, olam haba. What do you mean, k'shem? What does the Rambam say, k'shem sheshoklan avonus odom schiosa b'shas misa? Of course, the other way, it's even shverer. If you don't learn like me, what does the Rambam mean? You die right away? B'shas misa. I mean, then he won't be b'shas misa? Was it the time you're supposed to die? What do you mean? You're not shokel b'shas. You mean the time he was supposed to die, you give him another chance? That was already decided in Russia. I think there's a very important thing here. What is the Rambam saying over here? It's a very interesting chazal. Chazal said like this. Esav, the Medrash Rabba, Parshas told us. Esav comes back from the field. Vayozid Yaakov nezir adosha, vayove Esav min hasodah buvoyev. The Medrash is like this. Esav says, Poga midas adin lezaken zeh. My grandfather got midas adin. And Esav goes off the derech. He was very upset by what happened over here. He found, why was Vayozid Yaakov Nazid? Because it was Avraham died. So he says, Poga midas adin is the language of the matter. Poga midas adin. Hashem killed Avraham Avinu. And therefore, you know, Lamazel Noichi. What did he think? He thought Avraham wasn't going to die? What is going on? He thought Avraham Avinu wasn't going to die? What, are you stupid? He didn't know there was a Gzeira Nisa. I mean, he's a huge Chacham. Hey, so what do you mean? Poga midas adin bezokein zeh. There's a Marat de Gavard here. La'osid Lovo, after Tchias HaMesim, the Rambam says that Tchias HaMesim, all the Rishonim, the Gemara say there's bodies. Tchias HaMesim, the person comes back with a body, physical body. That's what Tchias HaMesim is. It's a physical body. Yet the Rambam goes on and says, La'omei Olam, and there's no bodies. So what, the Rambam disagrees with all the Rishonim and Kubbalim and everybody that there's Tchias HaMesim? I mean, the Gemara tells us there's Tchias HaMesim. The Pshat in the Rambam is like this. And what the Rambam is telling us is that the body is not eternal. Every body comes back. Every body comes back. Everybody comes back as a body. Everybody comes back as a body. But after a certain amount of time, every body is really every physical entity is a gilui of a spiritual entity. Right? Everything is nostalgia from a spiritual entity until it's nostalgia into something physical. And loss of love, what will happen will be that the bodies come back perfect, or a perfect reflection of what you did in this world. And then as you go on and live, it gets higher and higher till the body becomes, has an aliyah, till it becomes a spiritual entity. That's what the Rambam says. Everybody agrees. The other Rishonim may disagree with that the body remains forever. But everybody agrees that Tchias HaMesim is a body. That the Rambam holds that after however amount of time it is, that it becomes so spiritual that it gets back to its spiritual essence. Everything in the physical world is a reflection of a spiritual reality, and eventually it'll get back to its ultimate spiritual reality. Which means, today when a person dies, there's death and destruction. There's deterioration. There's Chibut HaKever, there's a deterioration until the new body is recreated for Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara says that death is a like planting a body in the ground, like planting a seed in the ground. A perfect body emerges. When a person goes through Kibur, when a person is buried, that's not the pshat. That's not the end of life. It's the beginning. It's planting. It's the creation of the eternal entity. In fact, the word in Hebrew for grave and womb is exactly the same word. Kever means a womb, and kever means a grave, because it's the beginning of life. The body, when a person's buried, it's the beginning of life. His body is the seed in the womb of the kever to come out a perfect body. That's what death is. But that requires a huge amount of, just like everything that grows, seeds, first they get rotten and, right, you put a seed in the ground, first it rots, and then things start sprouting forth. That's exactly what Kever is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer Misa, what was the Gzeir of Misa? Is the Gzeir of Misa, a person's going to die and deteriorate and spoil, and then eventually there'll be some higher perfection, the seed after all the rot? Or is it, I guess in English, say, the person just passed on to a higher level? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer, person has to die doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be rottenness. What Esav is being chaylik here is he didn't think midas hadin was pulga bezuken el. He knew he would die, but he's understanding the dying would be passing on. It was getting to a higher level, like Avdil, Moshe Rabbeinu. If the person was mace ben ashika, that's not a deterioration. That's a level of death that is a aliyah. In fact, the yort site in Chazal is called the Yom of the Hilula. Person's anniversary of death is called a wedding, the day of a wedding. It's a Yom the Hilula. Some black humor in that, too. Some people's Yom the Hilula. But that's the definition of a... So there's a level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that actually is a huge limitation on being physical that prevents a certain closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, death is the opportunity to be totally reunited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, nobody should think for a minute that that Misa was Hashem's revenge against man. Most of us think that B'yom HaChochem Menu Mos Tomus, oh, you're going to eat? I'm going to take revenge on you. I'm going to kill you. Like, you know, you get upset with, I'll kill you. It's exactly the opposite. The bechira to do a sin was to separate ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bechira to do a sin was to separate ourselves. Misa was HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, despite the fact that you've chosen the physical world to separate from me, I'm creating an opportunity to be reunited to me. I'm creating an opportunity to be reunited to me. Misa is enormous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help Adam not have to suffer all the consequences of his sin. Because if I don't follow his rules, so that I'm living in my own world, I've chosen to be my own person. I know it's you. I want to be my own person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, despite that, the Yom HaChochem and his most tumus, I will give you an opportunity, I will reconnect with you. Misa is a huge kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to allow us to live in our separation, in our distance, but to create an opportunity to reconnect. By the way, these are very chashuv yesodos. This changes the whole feeling of being afraid of death, but more than that, we get an understanding this is not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu of revenge, of hatred, getting you back for what you did wrong. It's despite the fact that we do things wrong, Misa is an enormous opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Despite that you chose to be your own person and we don't have anything to do with me, I'm going to force this reconnection. That's what death is, Hashem's reconnecting to Adam, which means it's a tremendous kindness. Misa, it changes the person's feeling in the world that we don't have an adversarial relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like someone who's horrendous to his parents, and this is, you know what, at the end of the day, you come back home. No, I don't want anything. Okay, you chose that. I'm never going to have anything to do with you. You stay here in this world, forget it, we're finished. Could be that. I'm sending you away. Misa is that despite what you chose, I'm going to have a reconnection. The question is, what is necessary for the reconnection? So a person that's a Russia, you have to get rid of a lot of layers. A lot of the rottenness has to go, a lot of deterioration, so the pure part can reconnect. That's what happens. The Chibur HaKever, the Rima Soleya, it's Tzadik, or let's say who dies with Mises Nashika, it's a Yom HaHilul. That's Mamish right there. It's just leaving the body to get a perfect connection. That's what death is, a perfect connection. Which, by the way, is not a bad mindset to have for Rosh Hashanah in these times of year, because otherwise you're sitting in the shul, you feel like you're dealing with an adversary. You feel like you're dealing with a hostile relationship. And by the way, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. Rashi translates the Yom of Love. The word Teruah, Rashi says in Chumash and Parshas Balak, is from Lashon Reis, love, affection, friendship. Is anybody saying the sign of Tokef and understanding that? Understand that it's nebuch that a person needs that in order to reconnect. But that's in order to reconnect. The whole understanding, this is to connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. for this time of year. Otherwise, if you don't understand this, then we're dealing with a vengeful God who's trying to get rid of us. Killed you, destroyed you. You think you're something, he destroyed you. The Buddha says it's an opportunity. He gave us Biyom HaChochem, most humbles. Even though you're choosing separateness, I'm still embracing you. But again, I'm embracing the part of you that doesn't have to become deteriorated. But there's a hecher part of us, or hecher people who, it's a reunification. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esav understood Avraham Avinu, Pogam Midas Adin. It's like translating the Pogam Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him. I understand. Like this, he should have been straightforward, reconnecting. Where does it say? Yaakov is sitting here in mourning. Adoshim eating mourning. Shouldn't be mourning over here. He should have been celebrating. This shouldn't be a Leviat. It should be a Chasna. It'd be a smorgasbord here. Not by Yozid Yaakov Nazir Adoshim. That was what he was troubled by. No one's going to be in his mind. Me is going to be like Avraham Avinu. If Avraham Avinu couldn't be Zaycha for it, then that means that there is some hostile relation. Therefore, he used that as an excuse. That's what Chazal is saying. The Rambam here is telling us that Bishas Misa is the same shikl. Every time Bishas Misa is the same shikl. What do you mean? You're going to live, you're going to die. What's it mean over here? What do we shikl there? If the person's dead, you share. What is the Bishas Misa? It's really a psak on how a person dies also. What is his death? Is his death banishment for some years, or a good part of him banished, destroyed, and part of him will eventually be reconnected? Or is he a tzaddik that there's much less of what has to be destroyed? Every time, Bishas Misa, it doesn't mean whether you're dying or not. It means what have you merited? Again, we're saying it means the merit, have you been zochet to life? Then you have one type of death. If Chas v'Shalom, you've been zochet to die, then of course, even though it's ultimately be reconnected, but there's a lot of stuff that has to be ruined, destroyed, thrown out. Or is it, have you been zochet to chayim? I'm just saying, if the Rambam's telling us Bishas Misa, and the Ravid says what the Rambam meant on all the other things means you die right away, you live right away. So what do you mean Bishas Misa? You die. The Rambam means whether you have a right to live or not, or you forfeited your right to live. A person has a right to live, and when he dies, his death is a whole different thing. It's not midas adin, but there's an uplifting. There's a closeness that's created. There might be a mashu of a punishment, but in essence, death is a reconnection. If Chas v'Shalom, we've been the other way, then death is serious. Most of us goes through a serious surgery. And there's a little bit that's saved, that's reconnected. And just to say, the Rambam is there, I'm just saying all the Rambams are good. This finishes this part, that the difference between Din and Misa and Chaim is not living or dying. It's whether you have a right to live or you forfeited your right to live. And that changes what death is by a person also. Whether death is a punishment or death is in essence, and most of it is just really it's a reconnection. A certain little part has to be surgically, has to be removed. But really in essence we're talking about a reconnection. I think it's a very important hasaga for this time of year. A very important hasaga. Otherwise, it's like we're goyim. We think like Christians. There's not a Ribbono Shel Olam that loves us. It's not a father. It's not a creator. It's not kul chesed. It's not yud gimel midas harachamim. This is his opportunity. Gotcha. I finally got you, Yeshua. I got you where I want you. I can do whatever I want to you. That's what we are stupid enough to internalize. And that makes, so maybe we're a little scared, but what kind of feeling is that? Does anybody feel close to Ribbono Shel Olam? Is anybody happy that he's in shul on Yom Kippur? Does anybody have a joy to be there? Does anybody realize that there's some chashivas, there's some, it's the last place you want to be. I got no choice, I'm going to try it. It's not that way at all. I mean, first of all, Chazal tells us, you know what the avod they used to do in Yom Kippur b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim? Shebehem hayu benos Yisrael yaitzes. They made shiduchim on that day. Is that what anybody's feeling of Yom Kippur would be? Time to make shiduchim. This would be. There's a great deal. Lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael. There were no happier days for the Jewish people. Does anybody feel it's a happy day? Besides the Rambam paskins the mitzvah simcha on Yom Kippur. That's what he paskins in the Yad. In mechuyiv in simchas yomtim on Yom Kippur. It's a day. Where's the happiness? The happiness would be not having, you know, I'll be happy when it's over. Most people, happiness Yom Kippur is, oh, it's over, thank God. I went through the ordeal. Like you just came out of surgery and you woke up. It's not that. The day is a happy day. This is not a small thing to change. It's a happy, it's an opportunity. It's a getting close. You tried to get me, you tried to kill me. It's all about figuring out a way that we can get close to them despite that what we've done. This is not a hostile relationship with him. This is not that he's fighting with us, not that he's trying to get us, not that he's exacting his revenge, which each one of us probably thinks. It's not about that at all. Yeah, we need, unfortunately, sometimes a person needs surgery. You know, you act like a fool and you jump down from the second story, you probably broke a couple of feet. You know, you say, you're not going to need to go, you need surgery. So get up there and you give the doctor a big kiss, but thank God. Then afterwards, you give $50,000 to the hospital because thank God I can walk again. When you're a fool, you jump. Terrence said, that's all it is. But he's doing you a favor. It's a day of curing us. And we have to understand the whole idea from the beginning. Even death is a type. Death was that we shouldn't live. We shouldn't actually self-destruct or be nothing and never have any nitzchias because we have no connection to nitzchias. Because we chose not to have any connection to them. He told us what to do. He said, I'm not interested in listening to you. I don't want to have a relationship with you. Despite that, Mises is a huge hatava. The din of Mises is a huge hatava. It's our opportunity to get back to him. He took us back. He embraced us. Again, not all of us are zoicher that it should be a chasna, a yom of the hilula. But to some extent, there's more of a feeling that it's an opportunity to reconnect. There's a joy in the reconnection. The Hilchos Avelos, by the way, based on what we said, nobody should make a mistake. That's not for the person that's dying. That's for those that are left, for the most part. The most part's for the people that are left here. They're missing something. This is a chance to get back. He's lacking the opportunity to do more. Yofi Shoachas in this world. But in essence, that's a Yom HaDehiluv. That's a closeness. It's a tremendous dveikah. So even the din misa is not a din of I got you. It's not revenge. We're not talking about revenge. I'm figuring out ways that you can reconnect. There are, not the Rambam paskins in a different pair, but if you go through later on, the Rambam Taka tells us are those that are needing the Olmei Olamim. That's a different. That's not even the Chayvi Krisis or not in the Rambam's list over there. Those that are in a state of total rebellion. They don't want nothing other than total rebellion. That's something else. The Mord. But other than that, it's all Einish is only a way to figure out how to get closer to us. How we can get closer to him. You have to get that out. We mamish or goyim. I mean, literally goyim. We think like goyim. Christians have told us how the Christian mentality has filtered into us of how the Ribbono Shel Olam feels about us. That's a huge avla. It takes away the simcha of davening. It takes away the simcha of the Yom Kippur. It takes away the simcha of the Rosh Hashanah. The days of Simcha. It's true. Yeah. It's true that it could be hard. And it could be, you know, people. It's another mistake. I don't want to hear from people. You know, Gamzu, everything is good. Everything is good. Gamzu, everything is good. There's no difference is what Hashem wants. I don't know. We have a halacha that says not that way. The halacha is when something good happens to you, you make a bracha. When something bad happens to you, you don't make a tov u'meita. You make a dying ha'emes. So what do you mean, k'shem shemavorcha? It's a different bracha. It means it's bad. No, they're both good. The difference is, one is, they're both good. One is, I'm getting good. The other one is, of course it's good for me, but what's bad for me is that I needed surgery. It's good for me that there's someone who's willing to give me the surgery and cure me. That's what's good. What's bad is that because of my silly choices, I need surgery. But it's tremendously good. So if it's good, absolutely good, it's only good, and this is the way it should have been, I make a tov u'meitiv. If because of my silly choices, I put myself in a situation that I need surgery to save me, then it's a tremendous tov, that's true, but it's a different bracha. I recognize that had I not acted so foolishly, I wouldn't have needed surgery. Very important to understand the whole process is good for us. And if we should be angry at anybody, we shouldn't be angry at three bunches, we should be angry at ourselves. We're acting in a way that we're sitting there figuring we probably need a little bit of surgery. But you know what? If you really understand you need surgery, it's a tremendous mile that you can get surgery. And the truth of the matter, we don't need surgery. He gave us alternative medicine. It's called tshuva. Can you imagine how much money a doctor could make if he tell you, never any more surgery. I got alternative medicine for you. He gave every one of us alternative medicine. He gave us the Torah, the tshuva, and can you say it for alternative medicine? And by the way, it's not painful. It's easy. We just have to want to do it. So here, it's not the pshat that I need surgery. It's that I don't want to make the effort of changing my eating habits or my exercising habits. And those, I go to a surgeon. But if I wanted to be a little responsible to myself, I could cure myself. And he told us how to cure ourselves. This is not about a hostile. There's no, what I'm telling you today, is nothing more important to understand the Aser Shimei Tshuva. We're not talking about an adverse relation. Believe me, the last thing he wants to do is surgery. He doesn't want the Mosa Mace, the Mosa Russia. He only wants us to do tshuva. He wants us to cure ourselves. He wants more than we. He's not waiting to get us. He's not waiting the punishment. It's the opposite. He wants us to cure ourselves. And he told us, and he taught us, there's halachas, how we can cure ourselves. We can all be zoicha, and he wants to be zoicha. The last thing he wants to do, he wants to give everybody chayim. And at the end of the day, if we choose not to, and this, it's also, he'll do the surgery that's necessary to be able, that we should be able to earn something. But it's not about him. It's only about what's good for us. It's a very important mindset to begin the serious achana for Yom Kippur. It's not about now I got the chance to call him off. Nothing. It's only about us, not about him at all. Nothing about him. He's sitting there as a surgeon hoping he doesn't have to do surgery and begging us to take care of ourselves so that he can't do the surgery. It's not a day of revenge. It's a day of love. It's a day of love. The din is a day of love. And the last thing he wants is to, and not only that, he helps us. He helps us. He's helping us do tshuva. I think I just said that before, right, Nishu? About God all tshuva should die chaloisa sabutar. Did I just say that before? I'll just end with that word, so you really should understand it. And I said it shot this morning, but it's an unbelievable word. The Gemara says that tshuva is doicha loisasa sheva Torah. Tshuva is doicha, what's the loisasa? The loisasa is that Hashem, when he sent us into Golis, he divorced us. When we did Avodah Zorah, we married somebody else. When we do tshuva, he takes us back. You're not allowed to take, this is a Gemara, pay above in human. You're not allowed to take back your divorcee. We do tshuva, and that pushes off the loisasa. That's what the Gemara says. It's like a very simple kasha. I think maybe the Kabbalists tomorrow is bothered with up north there. It's such an obvious kasha. An esser can be docha a lois esser. My mitzvah can be docha my aver. But how does my our mitzvah docha kodesh baruch hu's aver? He's over the lois esser for machzik rushosa. He's taking back his divorcee. I did shiur. It's like the people that think that the rabbi's mitzvahs, you know, they take care of their averim. All the balabatim's averis. Your mitzvahs can help you be doicha your averis. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara took a word here. The Rajbe asked the Kasha, how do you say it's the doicha loisasa by Yibum? The woman is not mitzuva in the mitzvah of Yibum, only the surviving brother. So he says, you can't do the mitzvah of Yibum without a woman. Even though she doesn't have a mitzvah, she's helping me do it. She's helping me do my mitzvah. Therefore, her helping is doicha. What it's telling is doicha her aver, let's say, if the brother's a mamzer. What the Torah is telling us here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. He is part, we can't do tshuva without him. G'dayla she'ol mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizro yefshir. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we cannot do tshuva. So when he gave us the mitzvah of tshuva, just like a woman helps a man do his mitzvah of yibum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us do our mitzvah of tshuva. Since he helps us, it's doicha his loisasa. It's a murder to gavur. We understand. Not only is it a hostile relationship, the victim who we victimize through insulting and merida and everything else helps us get better. And it's a chiyuv on him to help us. He set up the world in such a way that he has to participate in our mitzvah. That should be the feeling. It should be a joy. It should be, literally, it should be the happiest day of the year. Really, we should. If we really understood how he feels about us and how what we're going through is only for our good, Yom Kippur wouldn't be a difficult day. It would be literally the happiest day of the year. Mamish, I don't mean without a good, the happiest day of the year. Because we all know we have been very wayward. We have a huge amount of imperfection. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've insulted, rebelled against, and the mazed not followed, is helping us get through the process of making ourselves better, and all he wants is that we should get better with literally no ever having to do surgery. That's the last thing he doesn't want. And he gave us the formula how to take care of ourselves and helps us do it even though we victimized him. It's unbelievable the amount of love that Itaka has for us. That's the feeling we need. It's easy to get up in the morning for slichas, if you understand that. It's easy. It's literally easy. If you had a doctor would go to that would help you cure yourself, you would jump up. Which needs a big chizuk, by the way. But it comes because we don't understand what we're doing. I've got to apologize. Really, I don't want to get up. I'd like to get up Motzai Yom Kippur. I mean, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go to sleep tonight and Mir Tzashem wake up Motzai. I fasted, didn't do anything. That was our dream. Welcome Motzai Yom Kippur. I don't understand what we're missing here, the opportunity we're missing. If we understood the opportunity, we would jump up. It's an unbelievable kindness and an unbelievable showering us with Ava. All the worst, death is the biggest taiva too for us. As I'm trying to explain, it's a huge, huge... We have to internalize this. Then it's easy getting up. It's easy. You know, when things are all about for our good, we don't have a hard time. You know, it's like always feeling... I think, though, this marshal actually is not good anymore, but in all the years of yeshiva, maybe till last year, I never heard a guy couldn't get up and miss his plane to go home. You know, for Minyan was another story, but to miss my plane to go home for vacation didn't happen. I think actually somebody actually once happened last month, which is after 30 years. I don't know if any other Rebbe ever heard of that either, that the guy is too tired to get up to go home. Too tired to get up to go home. That doesn't happen. This is better than going home. The love is better. The care is better. He can do it. And he wants to help a lot more. Charles.